If you've ever had to explain a complex medical condition to a child, you'll likely know all too well the time required to prepare, the time required to have the conversation, and then the time needed to answer all the questions hurtled your way. Miriam Clark understands these challenges and knows firsthand exactly what it's like, as her son Caleb was diagnosed with tubular sclerosis complex at the age of 7. Since then, Miriam has been proactive so that in the future, children such as Caleb will have easy access to information about their condition and how their body is reacting. And Miriam is not alone in her quest. Her daughter Jemima has written a story, a sibling's perspective about her brother's condition. Good afternoon, Miriam and Jemima. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to see you both.
Thank you.
For people, Miriam, who might not be aware of the condition, how would you explain it?
Well, tubular sclerosis, it's a rare genetic condition that can affect every organ in the body. Primarily, tumours grow in the brain, the heart, kidneys and lungs, and also on the face. Children can have seizures as a result of these tumours. They also can have learning difficulty in schools. So it's an overarching condition.
How did you become aware of Caleb's condition?
In 2018, Caleb was ill at school and had a fall, and that resulted in testing at hospital and a brain tumour was found. And that's what led us to the diagnosis of tubular sclerosis for him.
And Jemima, how old were you at this time?
I was in grade 4, so I was, how old was I? I was 11, I think, yeah.
And can you remember what you thought when you first heard about the condition?
Well, when I heard tubular sclerosis, I thought that was a really big word. And I also thought, how can Caleb have that? Like, we're just a normal family and how could that have happened?
And you're certainly right, it's a very big word. I had to be very careful. I didn't trip over it myself. And Miriam, once you understood, once you were given the diagnosis, what was going through your mind?
Oh, there were lots of things going. For me, it was the quest for information. I really wanted to learn more about it because it is such a rare condition. And so for me, trying to educate myself and get as much information I could get to help Caleb, to help his teachers, to help his medical professionals who were looking after us and working with us.
And what were the conversations you had with Caleb?
Caleb, it was explaining to him what was happening in his body, where the tumour grew and what the results of the tumour. We also talked a lot about him with his face. He has tumours growing on his face, so we talked about those. And just keeping him informed and staying calm and letting him know exactly what was happening so he wasn't confused.
And can you recall the kind of questions that he was asking, the things that he wanted to know?
It was mainly about physically what was happening to him. He wanted to see the scans of his brain tumour. He wasn't scared at all, Paul, through the whole process, which was wonderful. So more what was happening and what might happen in the future were Caleb's main questions.
And Jemima, what about yourself? What were the kind of things that you wanted to know at the time?
Well, I was staying with Nanny and Pa while Mum, Caleb and Dad were in hospital, and my nanny and Pa didn't know much about it either. And so the questions that I asked were mainly, what is happening to Caleb? I had no idea what was going on.
And you were so inspired, it's not the right word, but to help, I guess, sort of make sense of the experience, you even wrote a story about it.
Yeah, I wrote a story for TSA, which is Tubular Sclerosis Australia, and a community organisation that helps and gives information to kids with tubular sclerosis. And I wrote a sibling perspective because it's normally the parents or guardians that write these pieces, but Mum said that I could write a piece and I jumped to the opportunity.
And what was it that you really wanted to, I suppose, express and to let people know about?
I wanted to let people know that the siblings are part of it too, because we're normally missed out on it. It's normally always the parents and the kid that has that condition. And I wanted to say that we also struggle with it too, like we're also affected by it.
And I can only think that if you've experienced that, then lots of other children your age, lots of other people your age have experienced that as well.
Yeah, and also because my little brother Finn, who was only 5 at the time, I don't know how he coped with it. He was amazing through the whole process because he would have had no idea because he was also really young.
And I think we've got Finn and Caleb looking through the glass at us if we wave. Hello, hello.
Hi, Caleb.
And Jemima, I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot if I can ask you to maybe read just a paragraph from your story just to whet people's appetites.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll read a paragraph about when I found out Caleb had tuberous sclerosis. I felt like a puzzle with a missing puzzle piece. I'd tried to get on with the day, but that puzzle piece just wasn't there. When the day was finally over, Dad picked us up from school. As great as it was to see him, I knew something was wrong. Dad was pale and had lost the fun glint in his eyes. In the car, he told us that Caleb wasn't feeling too good and that Nanny and Pa would look after us as he had to go to hospital. As fun on jumping on Pa is, it didn't have the same feel to it that day.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. My guests are Miriam Chalk and Jemima Chalk, who you just heard read a part of her story, the story that she wrote to explain what she experienced when her brother was given a diagnosis. Miriam, for you, when did you decide that you wanted to be proactive, to get on the front foot and do something to help other children in Caleb's situation?
Yeah. I guess after the shock of the diagnosis and things had settled down, we'd returned to what I suppose we call now our new normal. I really wanted to give back and help in any way I could. Tuberous Sclerosis Australia helped us a lot, me in particular, with giving information really clearly. And so when they approached me and asked about lending a hand to provide, to produce resources for parents to advocate for their children and also for teachers who have children with tuberous sclerosis in their class, I was very, very happy to give back.
And when you talk about the new normal, Miriam, how does that differ from the old normal?
Lots of medical appointments for at the hospital a lot. We monitor Caleb's, the tumours that are growing in his brain with MRI scans. We have kidney scans. We have cardiac checkups and dermatologist checkups and paediatrician checkups, so lots of hospital visits.
And what kind of support, I suppose, has been really beneficial to you from friends and family?
Just understanding and patience. The practical support was wonderful too, people providing us food when the crisis was happening, but just then friends just checking in and people, just the school being supportive, everyone being open to any suggestions we've had. So, yeah, lots of practical, lots of help.
And Jemima, what kind of questions have your friends at school been asking?
Well, they also noticed that I was away a lot because I had to go to the hospital to visit Caleb. And they knew because of the day, it was school photos day when Caleb had the fall and was taken to hospital. And I explained a little bit to them because I only knew so much. And so most of the questions that they asked were just mainly supportive questions, like, are you okay? How are you feeling? And I found that really good because it was a lot of it was more focused on Caleb, but it was also me, Finn, Nanny, Pa, Mum and Dad that were feeling it as well. We weren't physically ill, but emotionally we were it was very hard for us.
And also important for you to all understand, because by understanding, then you can help support Caleb the more you know about it.
Yeah, definitely. Because if I knew that, like, what he's going through and what the doctors do to him, and also I never got to meet his brain surgeon, but knowing that Mum and Dad had, and also that it was this man that had touched my little brother's brain, it just is so crazy.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Miriam, what's all the information that you've put together? I know it's being launched, I think, on Monday.
Yes, we're having a launch at our school, Blackmans Bay Primary, on Monday morning. And it's called the In Safe Hands package. So it's a suite of two documents. Firstly is for educators of children with tuberous sclerosis, so advice for teachers, because it is such a diverse condition and children are affected in different ways. And the second part of the resource package is information for parents and how they can advocate for their child at school.
I suppose there's part of you that can't help but wish this information had been there 3 years ago for yourself.
Very much so. And that's why I was proactive in helping with the production of this. Yeah.
For people listening, for parents listening, or even that matter for siblings or grandparents listening, who perhaps there's been a challenging diagnosis of a young person in their family, what's your advice to them?
For me personally, it's to find out as much information as you can. And follow your gut instinct, advocate for your child, and if you do have questions, just keep asking.
And for people who would like maybe some more information about the condition, where would you point them to?
Do you want to read the website, Jemima? You can go to tsa.org.au and there you can find all the information you need.
Miriam Chalk, Jemima Chalk and Dad. And Caleb and Finn, who are all looking through the window, thank you very much for coming in today and for your time, and all the best with the launch on Monday. I think it's a terrific thing you've done, putting all that information together.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
My pleasure.